Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to chat now with Dr. David Chow at Pro Football Doc on Twitter, and wrote a really kind of long, lengthy piece, San Diego Union-Tribune, about this injury. Thanks for joining us first and foremost. Obviously, we're playing from a perspective of, you're not looking at the MRI. You're kind of looking and diagnosing from afar. So we get that portion of it. But initially, what did you see, and what can we expect here now in the coming days?
Well, I saw what everyone else saw, right? I mean, Patrick Mahomes got hurt on the quarterback sneak. He couldn't really even move his knee. He couldn't even get off the offensive lineman. He really couldn't move at all. He was in that much pain. And that just shows you how tough he is. And the Chiefs medical staff did a great job of putting the kneecap back into place. He had a patella dislocation. And they did that on the field, which is the right thing to do, the humane thing to do. The medical legal thing to do is, wait, let me get an x-ray, protect myself, this, that, the other. But meanwhile, the player is in a lot of pain, and the injury continues to swell. So kudos to the Chiefs for doing the right thing, as always.
And you know, obviously you haven't examined Patrick Mahomes or anything like that yet, but just speaking in, I guess you could say, generalities, an injury like this, when you have your kneecap kind of blown out like we're talking about here, what is recovery like? What is a timetable like for Patrick Mahomes?
Well, not every patella dislocation is the same. There are many other factors. The questions that need to be answered, including, was there a chip of articular cartilage or something else knocked off when the kneecap dislocated? And, of course, x-rays were reported as negative, but sometimes not everything is seen on x-rays. An articular piece doesn't show up on x-rays, so the MRI will help there. How badly was the medial patellofemoral ligament or medial retinaculum, not trying to be too fancy here, but the tissue on the inside of the knee, the medial side of the knee that holds the kneecap from going out in the other direction, how stretched or damaged is it? There's no question it's going to have some damage. The question is, how stretched and damaged is it? What's the shape of his kneecap? What's the angle of his knee? How deep is the groove? Basically, what's the likelihood that it's going to come out again and cause further damage? All of this stuff needs to be assessed with physical exam and MRI. And then I think Mahomes and the Chiefs have a big decision to make.
Yeah, they obviously do. Whether or not you have surgery now or wait till after the season, as a medical expert, what do you think they should do?
Well, I don't have all the facts and all the pieces of information, but there are many things that go into this. And first of all is he going to be able to return, and is he going to be able to do it safely? I quoted in the article that Matthew Stafford missed 3 weeks in 2009, finished the season, and then had surgery in the offseason. And without bringing it up, no one would really know that he had an issue with the knee. But, of course, Stafford and Mahomes are very different quarterbacks, very different players. And the more mobile you are, the more active you are, the more dynamic you are, the more quick cuts and turns that you make, a la number 15, the more risk there is to the kneecap coming out. And the biggest fear that you would have is not just that it would come out and be painful, but what happens if the next time it comes out, it does shear off some articular cartilage, setting off the cascade of arthritis and potentially affecting long-term future. I'm not trying to be a doom and gloom guy. I'm just saying these are going to be some of the consideration the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are going to be making today. I guarantee you they're already talking about it. And after this supposed noon MRI, it's going to be revisited discussed with more information.
Talking with Dr. David Chow, Pro Football Doc on Twitter. And I think when you say all that stuff for me and for Josh, we've talked about it this morning based on your article, Doctor, is that we look at it and we would absolutely take the conservative approach. And even if you have to say, well, there's like 1% chance he could need surgery, I'm all about doing it and getting it done. Make sure he's healthy moving forward and saying, you know what, the heck with the final 9 games of this year. I want 10, 12, 14 more years of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that certainly is a consideration. You know, I don't really know Patrick Mahomes, but from what I've seen from him and how he's really been tough and played through the high ankle sprain in week one, I was screaming from the mountaintops on that. And now, obviously, in week 5 and 6, everyone's talking about it after it got re-aggravated. But he's a tough dude, and he plays through. And I didn't think at the beginning of the season he could impress me anymore after his performance last year. But he really did impress me more in terms of how he handled this left high ankle sprain. So I think his makeup is, come on, let me play through. But,
right.
You know, maybe Dad will weigh in. Maybe the team will weigh in. Look, I hope the MRI comes back where there's no chip. There's surprisingly no or little tear stretching to the medial retinaculum, and that everyone feels it's really safe and he's got a low chance of redislocation. And perhaps maybe he doesn't even need surgery. I really hope that that's the case. But, you know, in medicine, we have a silly little saying from medical school days, when you hear hoofbeats, think horses, not zebras. And yes, on occasion it's a zebra. Maybe it is. And Patrick Mahomes is a zebra. Maybe his knee injury will be a zebra. But the horses, the typical is kind of what I've been talking about.
Right. So let's talk best case scenario. Are we still looking at like 3 to 4 weeks probably if everything's clean in that MRI?
Yeah, that's probably the best case scenario. But boy, if everything's clean on the MRI, I kind of don't want to doubt Patrick Mahomes, right? I
mean, right.
He kind of plays through a lot of things. But the typical is about a month, you know, give or take, depending on the swelling and the certain circumstances. But I don't want to doubt him. I mean, he's proven a lot of people wrong already, and he's been a warrior. And quite honestly, he performs at such a high level. 85% Patrick Mahomes is probably still more mobile and better than 95% of the league. So I wouldn't ever count him out to that respect. But you're right. You got to look at the big picture. He's a young quarterback on a rookie contract, and you know they're expecting a lot more out of him. Everyone is. And so I actually put up a poll on Twitter. What should he do? The early results, just in 20 minutes here, 2/3 of the people are saying have surgery. My follow-up thought is, was that number higher in Kansas City or lower in Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't know. I
mean, do fans just want him to play or fans want him to have the surgery? Now, that stat is probably jaded by read the article and then vote. So
yeah.
I probably jaded the audience a little bit.
Now, you were a former NFL team doc, of course. You mentioned kind of Patrick's motivation and start. Have you ever had somebody kind of talk you a different direction? Like it's not you.
Yes.
You could play, but you know there might be a smarter play to take the long term approach. I mean, who wins that?
well, ultimately, the player makes the ultimate decision on what he wants to do, whether it's surgery or not. No one can force someone to have surgery. I had this exact, well, not exact, but kind of similar circumstance, and I can talk about it because I have permission to talk about it, and quite honestly, it's fairly well known. Phillip Rivers tore his ACL and tore his meniscus after the divisional game, the final game in the RCA Dome where the Chargers beat the Colts, and he tore his ACL and tore his meniscus. He was very firm on saying, I'm playing in that 2018 AFC Championship game against the Patriots there. He was very determined to do it. And I told him many times, and I've talked about this on my podcast, and Philip came on my podcast and we talked about it again. So it's public information, so I'm not betraying any
gotcha.
HIPAA or confidence.
Yeah.
But we talked about it, and it was his insistence. I told him 17 times, this is not the best thing for your knee. The best thing for your knee is to get it fixed, and we come back another day. And his response was, no, I want to play in this game. Do what you can. And I said, think about it overnight, and we talked about it again. And our head coach, Norv Turner, said, Phillip, take care of your knee. Billy Volek has got this. But Phillip said, no, I want to do this. And we gave him the risks. And we try to mitigate that with special circumstances and bracing and other things. And he indeed did play in that AFC championship game in 2008 after the 2007 season. But that was a one-off one game. And Philip is not exactly Patrick Mahomes in terms of mobility. That was an ACL tear and meniscus. This was a kneecap. So there are lots of differences. I'm not pretending to know the exact situation with Patrick Mahomes, but at least give you an idea of the types of discussions and things that can and might happen.
What are the risks of coming back too early and re-injury of this thing?
Well, you know, obviously you come back too early, you may not function very well, but the big risk, whether it's early or even a little later on, is redislocation of the kneecap. And of course, you know, that would cause pain and that would set him back and have him be out some. But my big fear, and maybe it won't happen if I say this, is that if or when the kneecap were to redislocate, do you damage the articular cartilage surface by shearing off some of the cartilage? If that happens, sure, you can clean up the pieces. That's not that big of a surgery. But that's the onset of arthritis in terms of what's going on. And that's something that will be considered in their discussions this morning. Look, I'm sure they had them last night already and this morning and after the MRI, et cetera.
Dr. David Chow, thanks for the time today. Great insight on this injury. And you can follow him at Pro Football Doc. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, and I'll put up some updates at profootballdoc.com. It's a free website. You just put in your email and your password, and whenever MRI news comes out, and I'll try and update some information and then hopefully inform some of your listeners.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.